We continue next Sunday.
I'll test you on Sunday tomorrow.
We're looking at what I call your destiny and
ati
evil visitors to the evilies. Your destiny and evil visitors
ati awon alejo buburu
to the evilies.
See ojo orun
your destiny
ayamore
and evil visitors
ati awon alejo buburu
to the evilies.
See awon ojo orun.
Straight away, three things stand out.
Lesekese o meta daduro
destiny
ayamo
evil visitors
awon alejo buburu
evilies
ati awon orun
destiny
ayamo
evil visitors
awon alejo buburu
evilies
ati ojo orun.
There are enemies and there are enemies.
Otawa ostasituwa
enemies vary in wickedness and in levels.
Iwa ika ota o yato sire o yato sira o si ni pele pele.
I used to tell people
o ma so fa awon eniyan
that the enemy that steals your bed
wipe ota to ba ji ibusun re
is a wicked enemy.
Ota to buru ni
but the ones that steals your sleep
sugbon yi to ja o lole orun re
is a more wicked enemy.
Ota yen o buru ju ta kokoko lo.
The enemy that steals your books.
Ota to ba ji iwe re.
It's a wicked enemy.
Ota buburu ni.
But the one that steals your brain.
Sugbon e to ba ji olopolo.
It's a more wicked enemy.
Ota to buru ju ota koko lo ni.
Likewise.
Be gege.
The enemy that steals your certificate.
Ota to ji oni iwe eri.
It's a wicked enemy.
Ota buburu ni.
But the ones that steals your destiny is a more wicked enemy. So if I ask you a question now, that who is your greatest enemy on earth? Your greatest enemy on earth is anything that does not allow you to fulfill your destiny. Anything, whether power, personality, force, spirit, that cages you from achieving your divine destiny,
is
your greatest enemy indeed. Because your destiny is God's purpose for your life. Your destiny is the divine agenda for your life. Your destiny is the reason why you were born. Your destiny is your purpose for living. Your destiny is what God has written in the book, in his book concerning you. Jesus said, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. Your destiny is what God had in mind before he said, let me create this person and send him here. That your destiny is the expectation of heavens for your life. If any power abuts that one, that is a wicked power indeed. I want you to understand that aspect. So know that when you're talking about destiny, it's a very serious matter. Heavenlies. The Bible talks about plural heavens. There is the highest heaven, which is the dwelling place and the throne of God. That's what the Bible called heaven of heavens. The Bible talks about heaven of heavens.
We
find that in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 14. That heaven of heavens, which some people call highest heaven, some people call it third heaven, is the dwelling place and the throne of God. Then there is a second heaven again, which is the dwelling place of spirits. The Bible talks about spiritual wickedness in the high places. Then there is the first heaven, which all of us can see when we lift up our eyes, where you find the stars, the sun, the moon, and other cosmic bodies there. So the three of these is referred to as heavenlies. And God created them for a purpose. This is what we want to look at now and how it affects our destiny. When God created the sun, the moon, and the stars, it was to give light, to rule the day and the night. They were for signs and they were for seasons. So the heavenlies above our head, they exercise some controlling powers. But one factor about the evidence that is not clear to many people is that apart from the wickedness entrenched in the second heavens, the evidence have power to wage war against human beings. Judges chapter 5, verse 20. Judges 5:20. Judges 5:20 says this. They fought from heaven. The stars in their courses, they fought against Sisera. So the heavens can wage war. The heavens can cause trouble for men who live on earth. That's why Psalm 121 verse 6 says, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Meaning that those things have powers to smite. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens and say, the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night, in the name of Jesus. Say three times. Then, right from the beginning of the world, God knew that men will soon find out that there is power above them. And men found out. So men began to worship the sun, the moon, and the stars, and they began to offer sacrifices to them. The worship of the sun started in Babylon. God viewed the worship of heavenly bodies so seriously that if they catch you watching heavens or worshiping heavens in those days, the penalty was death.
ọ̀run bíbọ òòrùn lọ́kùnkúndùn débi wípé nígbà tó bá bọ òòrùn nígbà náà ikú ni ìdájọ́ rẹ̀.
Worship of sun, moon, stars carry the penalty of death.
Bíbọ òòrùn, òṣùpá àti ìràwọ̀ ikú ni ìdájọ́ rẹ̀.
People have been known.
A ti mọ àwọn ènìyàn.
To love these heavenly bodies.
Pé wọ́n fẹ́ àwọn tó ń bẹ nínú àwọn ọ̀run wọ̀nyí.
They serve them.
Wọ́n a máa forí balẹ̀ fún wọn.
They inquire from them.
Wọ́n a máa béèrè nǹkan lọ́wọ́ wọn.
They sacrifice to them.
Wọ́n a máa ṣe ìrúbọ sí wọn.
They dedicate properties and things to them.
Wọ́n a máa fi dúkìá àti ohun ìní jì fún wọn.
This is a very serious matter.
Ọ̀ràn tó lágbára lọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Sorcerers.
Àwọn oṣó.
Children of the devil.
Àwọn ọmọ èṣù.
They can interfere with the sun, the moon and stars around a person's life.
Ó lè dá sí ọ̀rọ̀ òṣùpá òòrùn àti ìràwọ̀ ayé ẹnìkan.
The moon and the sun.
Òòrùn òun òṣùpá.
If you look at the world religions very well.
Bá a bá fojú sunùkùn wo ẹ̀kún ayé.
They control the major religions in the world.
Àwọn ni wọ́n ń darí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹ̀sìn tó ń bẹ lórílẹ̀.
There is some powers in the heavens.
Àwọn agbára kan bẹ nínú àwọn ọ̀run.
The heavens can exercise functions.
Àwọn ọ̀run wọn lè gbé ojúṣe kan ṣe.
On dominion and determination of what happens here on earth.
Wọ́n sì sọ ohun tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀, wọ́n ṣe ìjọba lórí ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lórílẹ̀.
Look at Psalm 19 that we read this morning.
Ṣé ká wo orin Dávidì orí kọkàn-dín-ní-ogún tá a kà lóòrọ̀ yìí?
Many things we don't understand.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan lóye rẹ̀ òye wa.
But the children of the devil understand them better.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọmọ èṣù wọ́n lóye rẹ̀ jù á lọ.
Psalm 19, look at verse 1.
Orin Dávidì orí kọkàn-dín-ní-ogún, ṣé ká wo ẹsẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́?
Psalm 19, verse 1.
Orin Dávidì orí kọkàn-dín-ní-ogún, ẹsẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́.
The heavens declare the glory of God.
Àwọn ọ̀run ń sọ̀rọ̀ ògo Ọlọ́run.
So the heavens, they speak.
Àwọn ọ̀run wọn a máa sọ̀rọ̀.
And culture and all kinds of other things.
Òṣùpá òun ló ń sọ bí ilẹ̀ ó ṣe lọ́ràá, bí àwọn ohun ọ̀gbìn ó ṣe jáde àti nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
Why is it that the moon affects the activities of animals?
Èyí ti ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ wípé òṣùpá òun ló ń ṣàkóso ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ láàrin àwọn ẹranko.
Why is it that during the full moon all kinds of strange things begin to happen?
Èyí ti ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ wípé nígbà tí òṣùpá bá yọ tán ni ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
The moon affects the sanity of people.
Òṣùpá òun ló ń sọ bí ọpọlọ ènìyàn ṣe pé tó.
And it is known that during full moon there is a lot of witchcraft activities, there is a lot of violence.
Ó sì hàn gbangba pé nígbà tí ó tí
during full moon.
Nígbà tí òṣùpá bá ti yọ tó ti kún tán.
There is increased witchcraft, increased violence.
Iṣẹ́ àjẹ́ àti ìwà ipá a máa pọ̀ sí.
Why is it that in many religions of the world the worship of the elements of heaven is clearly pronounced?
Ètí ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ pé nínú ọ̀pọ̀ ẹ̀sìn tó ń bẹ ní ayé bíbọ òṣùpá ó hàn gbangba.
Why is it that when you look at the map of the world those areas where the gospel is finding so difficult to penetrate they are the areas where people worship the sun, the moon and elements more or pray to the heavens?
Ètí ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ pé bá a bá wo àwòrán gbogbo àgbáyé àwọn agbègbè náà tó ṣòro fún ìrere láti wọ̀ àwọn ni àwọn agbègbè níbi tí wọ́n ti ń bọ òṣùpá.
And sun.
Àti oòrùn.
And stars.
Àti ìràwọ̀.
Why is it that people sometimes watch the position of the sun, moon and stars before they can make their sacrifice, before they can hold their festival? Why are they watching those things?
Ètí ṣe táwọn ènìyàn ṣe máa ń wo ipò tí oòrùn òṣùpá àti ìràwọ̀ wà kí wọ́n tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣe ìrúbọ tí wọ́n ṣe èyí tó ti ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
Why is it that many people are interested in astrology, horoscopes, what their stars say?
Ètí ṣe tọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ṣe nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí kí ni ìràwọ̀ rẹ wí àti láti máa wo ìràwọ̀ àwọn ènìyàn.
Why do you think many nations have the picture of the sun, the moon and the stars on their flags?
Ètí ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ wípé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ orílẹ̀-èdè àgbáyé wọ́n ní àmì òòrùn òṣùpá nínú àsíá wọn.
Why is it that there are some religions, the mark of the religion is half moon or quarter moon? Why is it?
Ètí ṣe tó ṣe jẹ́ wípé àwọn ẹ̀sìn kan wà tó ṣe jẹ́ wípé òṣùpá ìdajì òṣùpá nígbà tí òṣùpá bá yọ òun ni àpẹẹrẹ irú ẹ̀sìn bẹ́ẹ̀.
Why is it that there are some cultures? When babies are born, before they name them or dedicate them, part of the ceremony is to lay the child naked on the ground early in the morning facing the sun. There are powers in the heavens, and men have learned how to move therein. Likewise, beloved, the sun and moon can bring blessings into your life if you know what to do. Deuteronomy chapter 33. Verse 13. Deuteronomy 33:13. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couched beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon. The sun and the moon can bring blessings into a person's life. But then there are certain records in the heavens, stored by strong men, ancient priests from our ancestral roots. They know that the sun can smite by day and the moon by night. What I'm saying now may look like stories to some of you, but I'm telling you now that Satanists use satanic intelligence to tap into the moon, the sun, and the stars, and they plan to destroy people's lives. I'm telling you now that the very, very wicked ones, they have learned how to hijack the ordinances of heaven, and then use it to oppress and afflict people at will. Wicked men have get crushed into these heavenly bodies under the tutelage and school of the devil, and they are using it to wreck havoc. What am I trying to tell you this morning? The heavenly is like a broadcasting station. A broadcasting station can be used to disseminate good news, but a broadcasting station in the hands of the enemy can be used to destroy. Why do you think the Bible is so much against the Queen of Heaven? And why is it that this Queen of Heaven, in every nation you go, it has names, local names? God so much hated the worship of the Queen of Heaven, he told Jeremiah that these people worship the Queen of Heaven, don't pray to me about them, I will not answer. Look at Jeremiah chapter 7. These things are very clear to people who understand spiritual warfare.
I won't come on you, Bangba, Kedere, say, I want to know you, Nipa, Gujija, Temi.
But there are so many people who don't know what is going on in their lives. This will give you an explanation this morning. Close your eyes again. Raise up your right hand to levelness. And declare this loud and clear. The sun shall not smite me by day. Not the moon by night. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Jeremiah chapter 7.
Jeremiah orikeje.
From verse 16.
Lati ese kerindilogun.
So therefore.
Nitorina.
Jeremiah chapter 7.
Jeremiah orikeje.
Verse 16.
Ese kerindilogun.
Therefore,
Nitorina.
Pray not down for these people.
I said, but you are far away near you.
Neither lift up crying or prayer for them.
Benny Kuma said, babe, that's okay.
Neither make intercession to me.
I said, but you are far.
For I will not hear thee.
Benny Mikiobo.
Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood. The fathers kindle the fire. And the women knead their dough. To make cakes to the Queen of Heaven. And to pour out drink offerings unto other gods. That they may provoke me to anger. All these ritual parties that we hold for children. And they cook beans, they fry bean cakes, they buy all kinds of things. The Bible says they are doing it to the Queen of Heaven. And God hated the worship of that Queen of Heaven. Even in the Bible, there are men of God who understood that the ultimate power is to contact the evilest. By the time Moses caused darkness in Egypt, it prevented the magicians of Pharaoh from contacting the evilest. Moses understood the power of the heavens. By the time Elijah was going to bring the nation of Israel down to their knees,
Elijah
he contacted the heavens. Locked up the place. Put the key in his pocket. By the time Prophetess Deborah began to address the stars, Sisera was already in trouble. By the time Joshua spoke to the sun, the moon, to stop, they had no option but to stop. These ancient men understood the principles. But it is we that we don't understand sometimes what we are doing. Why do men visit the evilest? Number one,
akoko,
is to see into people's future. In order to disrupt it. To see into people's future. In order to disrupt it. Number two. Is to waste destinies. Wastage of destinies. And this is a very terrible matter. The other time, They program something to the heavens against a sister. I have never seen a thing like this in my life. The husband went to work. And this woman gathered her two children. Went to the. The husband went to work that morning, kissed her, and said, "See you later." After the husband had gone to work, this woman took her two children, went to that bridge that crosses from Edo to Lagos. She took the first boy off about 4 years old, threw him into the lagoon. When somebody saw her lifting up a child and throwing the child into the lagoon, she screamed and ran towards her. But before the person could get there, she dropped the second person. Second child. And before they could get to her, she herself had climbed. Jumped inside. Husband came home to find that the whole family was gone. Close your eyes, beloved. Every agenda of the wicked. To waste my life. Latifaye Misha. In the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Command the agenda to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
Now, for a person who is not mad, never gone for any treatment of insanity, he just woke up suddenly and snuffed out the whole family. It was later we knew that wickedness have visited the heavenlies against her to waste her. The third reason men visit the heavenlies is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. The fourth reason why men visit the heavenlies is to afflict fellow human beings and to influence communities. Many politicians, I'm saying this without apology to any of them, there are men and women who are deeply into the occult and whose contact the evilest. Many of them. That's why believers cannot sit down.
Jesus
allowed them to take over everywhere. Because they will pollute the evilest with their incantation and everything, and there will be
trouble.
Number five. Men visit the heavens in order to manipulate wealth from the heavens and obtain supplies. There is tremendous wealth in the heavens. Men manipulate it and steal from fellow human beings and take it away. In fact, the key to stealing people's virtue is stored in the second heavens.
Lati ja awon eniyan lo le aisi ki won inu orun keji lo gbe wa.
Number six reason is to obtain protection. Some are afraid that they will die, so they contact the heavenlies in order to obtain power. Seventh reason is to shoot down promising stars. Every man has a star in the heavens. Just like Jesus had a star, and that star can be shot down. Shot down. This is a very serious thing. The eighth reason why men visit the heavens is to obtain strength and political power. Because with the powers from the heavens, they can control anybody. These are the reasons why men visit the
heavens.
But the key matter is that right there in the heavens, all men are naked. All spiritual deposits in men are clear like glass. And they know who will prosper, they know who will do well, they know who is a walking gold mine, and they plan their strategy to steal from them. This is why this morning's prayers, there is no way you will pray it and things will not happen. When evil visitors have consulted the heavens against you, there are some simple things you may begin to notice. Number one,
akokore
is unpardonable, irreparable errors.
Oni ashise ti o se foju foda ti o si natun se.
Unpardonable errors.
Awon ashise ti o se foju fo.
Now that thing that happened in Kenya.
Gege bi won to sele ni ile Kenya.
This woman had six children.
Obirin bi won mefa.
The one day, she discovered that the husband had a strange woman. She was mad with rage. What did she do? She just prepared food and put poison inside and fed it to all the six children. By the time the man came back from work, all six children were gone. How will the man start now? With his strange woman. Later, the woman who poisoned the children, is our own children, got born again. She now began to regret. An evil command was given to her, and she carried it out. Unpardonable errors. Two, if somebody is being consulted, if evilness is being consulted against a person by evil visitors, you may begin to notice untreatable sicknesses. Sicknesses you cannot diagnose. Three, there could be strange tragedies. Strange tragedies. Four, there will be the grace to grass syndrome. They just pull the person down. Five, there will be acidic disfavor.
I know you really home.
When Wherever the person goes, I'll be no favor.
If you don't talk about law,
it could go to anywhere in the world. Since all these elements are there, sun, moon, stars, they're
there.
And the Bible said their speech is gone out unto the ends of the world. There is no way you can go where you can feel them. Six.
Kefa.
There will be mark of near death accidents.
Awon ami lati ma wa ninu ijamba oko yo ma de ba onitohun.
Accident that the person will be close to death, you'll be seeing death in your face.
Awon ijamba de bi pe onitohun yo ma wo iku loju koju.
It could be in a vehicle, accident could occur, everyone will die, will be the only one who will walk out, and that will be consistent.
It's
a plan from the wickedness in the heavenlies. Because it's outside its normal habitation.
Thirteen.
They sponsor consistent witchcraft attacks. Consistent witchcraft attacks. It's being sponsored by visitors to the heavenlies. I mean, for somebody to sit a person down, you sit down, you take this bomb, attach it to your body.
So ma re.
You are going to kill yourself and kill others.
Oh, para.
Then you make heaven.
Oh, wow, job.
And the person who is training you did not put the bomb in his own body.
And it doesn't call that is shaking you and for do lolo sala.
But he had programmed you to go and do it. Those are powers from the
heaven.
For somebody to go ahead and do that kind of thing. I want you to understand these things. That's why I've been trying to explain to you
that
those areas where the gospel is so hard to penetrate,
there
are zones, geographical zones where evil is. That's what they construct. The sun, the moon, and the stars. All those desert areas. Those desert areas. They contact the heavenlies. And gospel in those areas.
It's
so difficult to penetrate. Unfortunately, many of us don't even know this kind of prayers. We don't pray it. Many of us Christians who should come together, plan a prayer program and pull down these things, we are not even united to do it. Praise the Lord. 14. Unbelievable conspiracy. It's a sign of wickedness from the heavens. 15. All round rejection. Marriage rejection. Friends rejection. School rejection. Everywhere rejection. It's all wickedness from the heavens. 16. When all roads are consistently blocked. Blocked. Try this way, no way. Try that way, no way. Try this way, no way. 3 days, three days dry. 7 days dry. And you find the situation remains as if you didn't fast, you didn't pray. Powers from the heavens. Sin. When all roads are consistently blocked. Blocked. Try this way, no way. Try that way, no way. Try this way, no way. 3 days, three days dry, 7 days dry. And you find the situation remains as if you didn't fast, you didn't pray. Powers from the heavens. 17. Brain and mental attacks. These days now there is rise in brain attacks and mental trouble. The enemies have mastered the technique of making people insane. There was a meeting at a crusade at Morwe yesterday, close to Prayer City, where they poured anointing oil on the head of a naked madman passing by the crusade. And to the amazement of those who poured the oil on him, he said, "Where are my clothes? Why am I here? I'm from Yola. What am I doing in Lagos?"
Yola ni mo se ti wa ki mo se leko.
He started crying.
Where is Mr. Kun?
So where is my pant?
Where
am I dirty?
E ti se ti mo se dirty bayi.
They had to quickly scrub him there and give him lock soap and bathe him.
Won ni lati fun lọṣẹ ati kankan ko wẹ.
Then one member ran home and brought his best dress. Give it to him to wear. It's an attack. He didn't even know where he was. He said, no. This cannot happen to me. It's not my lot. Yes. But the Bible says, watch. And pray. 18. Stubborn blockage of progress. You can see the progress ahead of you. All of a sudden they move in and fence you out. Abandon projects. It's evidence that there is an attack from the heavens. 20.
Ogun.
False religions. Stubborn affinity to wrong religions. There are some people now. When the enemies have programmed problem against their lives in the heavenlies. Anytime a pastor is rebelling from one church to go and form his church, they will be the one who will follow them. They go there. When another one split from that place to go away, it follows that one too. It's a program against the person. I'm 21. Stubborn resistance to the gospel. Practically, in most families, there are some people who don't even want to hear the name of Christ. They don't want to get born again. They're not interested. They don't want to hear. They're so stubborn, so resistant to the things of God. It's a program that takes place in the heavens. Beloved, if we believers, let's say we devote 1 month. I want to pray about prayers on the heavenlies. What you will begin to experience is this. Witches will be flying. They will drop.
They
won't be able to fly again. And you physically see them. You just get to somewhere. You find someone bringing out all his fetish power and throwing them away because they have disgraced him. If you pray prayers about the heavenlies, woe befalls any native doctor who is conjuring using your name. Because you have taken the battle above him now. So, and at that realm, they really can't contest with you. We, as the redeemed of the Lord, bought by the blood of Jesus, we have the mandate and the authority to speak words into the heavenlies. We have the mandate and the authority to exercise the power of God upon those bodies. Beyond the power to confront magicians, confront sorcerers, confront witchcraft, God has delegated the redeemed to determine what happens in the heavenlies above. So legally, as joint heirs of the kingdom of God, we have a right to tell those elements not to obey the voice of the enemy, but to obey our own voice. But if we keep quiet and we do none of these things, they will take over the heavenlies. How do we pray this kind of prayers? Number one is you must understand that God can use the words of your own mouth to control the heavens and the elements. Develop that confidence to start with. Number two, we need to break every covenant between all these sorcerers, enchanters, and magicians, thereby terminating their contacts with the heavenlies. Number three thing that we can do, that we can use the blood of Jesus to wipe out all the evil and writing and ordinances they have written in the heavenlies. Because they're always writing things in the heavenlies against people. I know a former leader in this country. He had his power hidden in the heavenlies. The time his enemies wanted to remove him, that's why they went and they asked those people to remove it. They dismantle the things from the heavenlies. And the man fell. Four. We must retrench every satanic priest that works with the heavenlies. By commanding their diviners to become mad and to lose their authority. The fifth thing we can do is to pray and retrieve all the properties that have been dedicated to them. The ones dedicated to the heavenlies will take it out of their hands. The sixth way we pray is to give a counter order to the heavenlies, that they should not respond to the programming of satanic agents. And is everything they say about you there? Heavenly, should not take the instruction. The seventh way you can pray is to deprogram anything they have planted against your life in the evilness. Deprogram it. And then the last way we can pray is to program the will of God and purposes of God into the heavenlies.
You
program the will of God, purposes of God into the heavenlies. And command that heavenly that you must always declare the glory of God over this land and over the people. These are serious matters. There are many, many useful men and women who have been rendered useless by evil visitors to the heavenlies. There are many who should be flying
now.
Somebody tried juju against them, it didn't work.
He
tried candle prayer against them, it didn't work.
He
tried to padlock them or program them into serpent like we saw some time ago in the newspaper, it didn't work. He now contacted the evilies. The real wicked people, they are not those people you see on the street, on the market days. They hang juju on their neck, hard calabash on the neck, old horn in their hand. Those ones are small boys. Those are small boys. The real wicked ones, they don't put anything on. They have already swallowed their altars. And they just contact the wickedness in the heavens. The children of the devil have mastered so many things. And they have hijacked so many things from us. We now need to start a process of collecting our benefits back from where it was
stored.
One time like this, when I was still a lecturer in College of Medicine, University of Lagos. There's a place at the back of Lut where a man sells pigs. We saw one film show one day. It challenged me. I think a young man, the man who must be around
23-24,
he bought a pig. But he didn't take the pig away. He said he was coming back to collect it. By the time he came there next day, he said, "Baba, where is my pig?" The Baba said, "No. Sorry. The pig you bought yesterday, which you paid for, died. Therefore, that's it. Unless you want to buy another one."
Oh, me.
I said, "But I didn't remove him from here. Can I have another one?" The man said, "No. The one you selected that was in that corner is dead." The young man said, "Can I have another one?" This Baba said, "Well, if you don't disappear from here now, I will whip you with fetish power and I will spoil your life."
Baba, we go back.
I Of course, you know Lagosians. Anytime two cocks are fighting, they gather. Already, a crowd had gathered. And they were advising the young man. Leave this old man. Don't let him hurt you. But this young man just stood there. And said, I insist on having my pig. So the old man ran inside. This man must be close to 70. Irajim brought out his juju and began incantation on the young man. Blah 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 blah. He's talk.
Oh, sorrow.
And as he was about to pronounce something on the young man, the man said, hold on.
He
said, that one you read is primary one. So now let me read to you primary 13. And he started. When the old man heard what he was saying, he ran inside and brought two pigs. Said, take. They are children of the devil, practicing their demonic power on each other.
Here
was a young man that looks no innocent. He was not carrying anything. was a wicked entity moving about on the streets. There are plenty of them around us. If not, why should a man capture a fellow man? And you kidnap the person and you are burying the person alive because you want money. You are calling his spirit out to go and fetch money for you. We need to pray. The prayers of this morning, they are not the kind of prayers we should just shake our heads. This may be the only opportunity you have to pray it. And you may not hear this kind of message again. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. There are many of us here today. But things have been programmed against us. We need to deprogram them. To many, the enemy has programmed something against marriage. Has programmed something against business. Has programmed something against progress. We need to deprogram these things. Enemy has programmed something to the heavens against some people and says, forever you will not get into a higher institution, let alone getting a degree. So no matter how intelligent they are, since the thing has been programmed into the heavens, they are not going anywhere, no matter where they travel to. Many of those students who went into the university and become cult members, it's because things have been programmed against their destiny to destroy them. To waste their lives. It's not an ordinary thing. All eyes closed. If you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to
Jesus,
don't bother to pray these prayers. Don't waste your time. You need to surrender your life to Jesus first before you can pray them. So if you are here this morning and say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus, right there where you are, just raise up your right hand. And say what I'm going to say after me. So, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Loruko Jesu,
I come before you now.
Lord
Jesus,
Jesu Oluwa,
come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Don't rush him. Just find a way to the altar here. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Now, louder than anyone here, say this after me loud and clear. My Father,
Baba mi,
you are the one.
Iwo leni na,
who created times and seasons.
Ti o da igba ati akoko,
and you put me here to operate.
O si fi mi sibi lati ma rin.
I thank you, Father. For bringing me here today. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I recover my destiny from the hands of the wicked. Father,
Baba,
as David cried unto you,
gege bi David ise kigbe to,
so do I cry today.
Beni mo kigbe to wa loni,
that Father,
Baba,
my times are in your hands. Deliver me from my wicked enemies. You will now shout this loud and clear. Oh God,
Allah,
and rescue my destiny. From the hands of the wicked. In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Raise your right hand up again.
Now what?
Seven prayers now. Get yourself ready. You will shout this louder than anyone here. Every altar of darkness, rise against me in the heavens. Shout
louder
and clear.
My support.
Make it louder than that.
Beloved.
I want you to shout it more than that.
Beloved.
In the name of Jesus. Kill the altar of darkness. In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
continue, continue.
Tẹ̀síwájú,
continue.
Tẹ̀síwájú.
Ma so pokoya. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
I tell you what will begin to happen.
Mo sọ fún yóò tí yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
Something is happening to that sister over there.
O kan ṣẹlẹ̀ sábàbìrin yẹn lọ́run yẹn.
That's right.
Dára bẹ́ẹ̀.
Thank you, Jesus.
O ṣeun Jésù.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
As we pray this next prayer.
Ni bàbá ṣe gbàdúrà tó kàn yìí.
Some people were to them.
Gbogbo wa o kide leju gbogbo ani to wa lara
won to lo. Number 2.
Ekeji re.
Every problem.
Gbogbo isoro.
Program into my life.
Ti won seto sinu aye mi.
From the evilness.
Lati inu awon orun.
Can you shout it loud and clear?
Ekeji le lo rara.
In the name of Jesus,
lórúkọ Jésù,
the problems program from the ambulance.
Ìṣòro tí wọ́n ṣètò láti inú àwọn ọ̀run.
Yes,
bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni,
bẹ́ẹ̀ni, bẹ́ẹ̀ni, bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Yes,
bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Jesus name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Oh yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Thank you Jesus.
O ṣeun Jésù.
Thank you Jesus.
O ṣeun Jésù.
This is number 3.
Kẹta rèé.
Blood of Jesus.
Ẹjẹ Jésù.
Wipe out.
Pare.
The handwriting of darkness.
Akosile okunkun.
Assigned against me in the heavens.
Ti won yan lodi si mi ninu awon orun.
Can I hear the sister shouting this?
Ba ara birin ki won kide le.
Wipe out.
Pare.
Brothers shouting loud and the sisters. Ara
birin ki kide ja ara birin lo.
Everybody together now.
Alapapo bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Let his blood wipe them out.
Kí ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ ó pa wọ́n rẹ́.
In the name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Today is today.
Òní lò ní jẹ́.
Enough is enough.
Òkè ó jẹ́.
Battle the powers.
Báwa báwa òun jagun.
In Jesus name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Every arrow.
Gbogbo ọfà.
Fired against me from the heavens.
Tí wọ́n ta lòdì sí mi láti inú àwọn ọ̀run.
Backfire.
Síbi tó ti ń
bọ̀. Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Spirit of the living God.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run aláyè.
This morning.
Lọ́wọ́ yìí.
Begin to move here.
Láàrin bí.
Upon every night that is gathered.
Lórí gbogbo ayé tó bẹ́ẹ̀
ni.
Báàrin 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 báàrin.
Jesus name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Every diviner.
Gbogbo aláfọ̀ṣẹ.
Assigned against me from the heavens.
Tí wọ́n yàn lòdì sí mi láti inú àwọn ọ̀run.
Can I hear everybody saying this to God? Gbogbo
aláfọ̀ṣẹ. Inú rárá.
Make your voice louder than that brother.
Ẹgbẹ́ olùsókèjì lọ olùfẹ́.
Run mad.
Àwọn alábọ̀ṣẹ wọn.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Must be made mad.
Ọwọ́ yọ ya wèrè.
And their talkies must be frustrated. It must be frustrated.
Ìṣẹ́ ọwọ́ yọ dàrú.
It must be frustrated.
Ọwọ́ yọ dàrú.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Every satanic priest.
Gbogbo abo re satani.
Ministering against me from the heavens.
Don't you shallow the similarity no our.
Can you say this loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Scatter the priesthood.
So awala awon.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
Yes, yes,
Ben.
Yes,
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Silence now.
Idake loro bayi.
The spirit of
Ben.
The sun and the moon.
Orowo osupa.
They can bring trouble.
O le fa wahala.
They can also bring blessings.
Won si le fa ibukun pelu.
So this last prayer point.
Oladura to keyin
is double barrel.
Oloju meji ni.
The sun will not smite me by day.
Ki yo pa mi ni osan
na the moon by night
tabi osupa ni igba oru.
The sun will bring me blessings.
Oru yo fun mi ni ibukun.
The moon will bring me breakthroughs.
Osupa yo fun mi ni alaja.
Can I hear you say this once?
Ewi bayi.
Say it again. Say it again. In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Raise up your right hand to the heavens again.
Enowo tun yin soke orun lekan si.
And say what I'm going to say after me.
Yes, we won ti wo wi tele mi.
So I command you, heavens.
Mo pase fun yin bo. Wo ni finish apere buburu.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Point both hands to the heavens now.
No, owo bejeji so di orun bayi.
I begin to say this.
O wa bere si ni wi bayi.
I possess.
Mo pa
the key of wealth.
Kokororo
from the heavens.
Lati ni awon orun.
By the power. In the blood of Jesus. Begin to decrease now. Begin to decrease. Please, now. Possessed. The key to the heavens.
Kokoro to ben awon run.
To possess your possession.
Dawn ni re. Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Let there be silence.
Ki dakeroro wa bayi.
So many things are happening here this morning. A lot of people have been tied down to one spot. The chain is broken. Yes.
Then
the powers that have assembled
to
laugh you to scorn, the same powers shall assemble to rejoice with you.
That's about you.
The powers that are mocking your prayers,
awon agbara to npe gan adura re,
as
won si wa to nbaja toran won si le koko,
and is resisting your prayers,
to si nkoju ja sadura re,
and mocking your efforts,
to npe gan ipa re.
This final prayer we want to pray,
adura to keyin ta fe gba yi,
the Lord said,
Oluwa wipe,
the louder you pray it, the faster your breakthrough.
Ben Elijah, let's see, one can come.
Elijah.
Elijah.
At a key in his hand.
Only Kokoro can lore.
The key to the heavens.
Kokoro, see, I want.
Before he went to battle the prophets of Baal,
Kotolo ba won woli bali jagun.
He had locked them up before he got there.
Otiti won pa. Koto debe.
Because the prophets of Baal didn't know they were locked up. If they had known, they would not have bothered to pray or cry to the idols. But they cried out. And if that idol, Baal, didn't used to answer them in the past, they
will
not bother crying. So they knew Baal used to answer. But that particular day, somebody sent Baal on holiday. Not only that, he mocked them. So shall you mock your enemies? They call him. Bring him here.
Ebu Wabi.
If he's asleep,
Dobasu.
Wake him up.
Eji.
If he has traveled, bring him back home.
Elo pe wale.
Elijah disgraced the prophets of God.
Elijah doju ti awon woli Bali.
Because he had a key.
Toro ni kokoro kan lowo re.
Of the heavens in his hand.
Kokoro si awon orun.
You will now shout this louder than anyone here.
O wa kigbe eleju gbogbo eni to nbe nbi lo.
This is a very serious matter.
Oro to lagbara loran yi.
Very, very serious
matter. Oro to lagbara ni.
Every problem.
Gogo isoro.
Assigned against me from the evilest.
Ti won yan lo di si mi lati no orun wa.
In order to kill me.
Lati le se ku pa mi.
Can I hear you saying this loud? Everybody
alone, Rara.
When I say kill,
Timobani quick pa,
it didn't mean the person will physically die.
But
if you are moving about and you are not fulfilling your destiny, you are as good as dead.
To bai kiri to si le mayo mo re se onto hun oku ni.
If you are supposed to be a millionaire,
to buy a code, a lot of yanturu,
so that you can help others.
Go lebara, want to kula wa.
But you yourself, you are poor.
You want to get left for a let talaka niyo.
Then it's like a dead person.
Oda beni po ti kuni.
If you are supposed to be,
boba ye code,
an automobile engineer.
Eni to mushi Jesus lagbadura.
Let me congratulate all those who have been able to make tomorrow this morning's meeting.
In
the name of the Lord. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go.
all men.